You're with SBS Radio.
Leading up to Christmas, we have the Koori Christmas as well happening this weekend.
Yes, it is a very busy weekend for us. So we have the launch of the Koori Acha on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we have Koori Christmas, which is basically us making a statement here at Federation Square in relation to this holiday season. It's about celebrating Christmas and leading up to the Christmas period, but with a Koori twist. And so it's Koori with a K and Christmas with a K, and it's about actually presenting a black Christmas at Federation Square.
Yeah, it reminds me of what we used to have, still having in Sydney, the black markets at The Rocks, which are very, very popular. And this one is promising to be very, very, very exciting as well. I can see it features stalls including House of Dizzy, Gamin Threads, Miss Emily Aboriginal Arts, a lot of really original indigenous pieces there.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for people looking for that special, that very unique Christmas gift. Come down, have a look at the market. I need to say as well that with the Koori Art Show, all of the works in the show are also available for sale. So if people are looking for a unique Christmas gift, come down, have a look at the Koori Art Show, go through the Koori Market on the Sunday and pick up that unique piece of whatever Christmas gift that you're looking for that you may not be able to find elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think that I saw in the program there's a lineup of really exciting artists there.
Yeah. So there's some great stalls, but also there'll be performances throughout the day as well. We'll be having workshops that families can participate in. Some of the musicians that we have playing on the day, we have Carissa Watts, who's a Yorta Yorta Jajarung singer-songwriter, fantastic performer. Also, she works here at the Trust, so I think she's doing a bit of plug here for Carissa. I think she'll be great. But we also have the Indigenous Hip Hop Projects. Yeah. They're a multicultural arts company. They specialise in connecting with young people. It's about self-respect, re-engagement through dance.
Yeah.
So they'll be performing on the day as well. We'll be having, like I said, workshops. Bernadette Atkinson will be delivering some cooking workshops here, looking at how to make lemon myrtle bites. So there'll be quite a range of different programs and activities throughout the day.
Yeah.
And I forgot to say, appearing at around 3 o'clock will be our own Black Santa. We call Koori Claus will be coming to town.
Around 3 o'clock, that's very, very, very important. I'll put that information on our website. So people looking at dropping in, at least choose the right time not to be missed. And some of the performances, I have to remind our listeners, the Indigenous Hip Hop Project, these are young stars who perform really gravity-defying moves. I've seen them perform. They are breathtaking.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And there's a bit of audience participation as well. But it's just going to be a great fun day. And the weekend, the weather here in Melbourne is going to look fantastic. It's not going to be too hot. It's not going to be too cold. It's not going to be raining. So it's just going to be perfect.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.